When the cat's away, the mice will play. The lifeguard at the pool had gone for the day. The red flag hung limp beside his chair. It was as if there was an element of freedom in the air now. Excessive use of rubber tires, blow-up beds and footballs were now in full swing. I could see a small group of two fathers, who were wanting to show off their misplaced prowess, no doubt, and four teenagers, eager to take on their elders. Now, the pool is no more than 5 feet deep at its deepest end. Diving is forbidden. Well, guess what? The six decided to race to the shallow end of the pool, first diving in at the deep end. Kids clambered to get out of their way, scared the living daylights out of them as water splashed everywhere in the turbulent wake of these potential Olympians' race. And the outcome? Fathers won at first, youngest last. And as they proceeded to go back to the deep end and race again, older teenagers won, much to the secret annoyance of the fathers, no doubt. Well, one of them looked that way. Get over it. The younger teenagers tried with such effort to beat the others, but alas, everyone else was gracious enough to let them play their macho game. Staff nowhere to be seen to enforce the no diving rule, never mind the others. So why have rules?